Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen here, and I'm along with my producer, Steve Marks, and our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill. Welcome
to you. Good morning, Rich. Good to see you. Uh-huh.
Well, this is the time we set aside for every week to take a look at questions from our listeners about, you know, their psychological issues or just general life issues. So, and remember, if you have a question for Dr. Rich, you can write to him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we can put your question on the air next time. But right now, I'm going to read the one that we're going to deal with today.
Great.
And see what you guys think. I've struggled with my weight for much of my life. I seem to overeat mostly when I'm stressed. How do I go about breaking that habit or reducing the stress I feel in the first place?
It's a great question. Let's talk a little bit first about the power of paying attention to yourself and to the choices you make at a particular moment. One of the most powerful things that you can do to change any part of your life is to, I call it the fork in the road. If you put your fingers up in the air, two fingers, your index finger and middle finger, and you see that little fork in the road between them, if you notice at that particular moment, right at that fork in the road, and you start to do something you want to do or you don't want to do, either one, in this case, I don't want to overeat, right? If you start to put a little window around that fork in the road and magnify it and notice, what am I doing? Where am I? Who am I with? What am I doing? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? The who, what, where, when of that particular moment. If you start to do that, that in and of itself is going to be a major driving force for changing your behavior. As soon as you start to pay attention to what you're doing, you're going to have the option of making a better choice for yourself.
It's kind of like developing a consciousness rather than just knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah, because if we're not paying attention, we just do what's automatic.
Right, then we just do it, right.
And we have habits, and they just keep going, you know? So, yeah, so if you can do that, that in and of itself will help. And then once you notice that, once you start to notice what I call the things that are restraining forces that get in the way of doing what you want to do, if you can get those specific, like, Rich O'Neill, I used to eat a lot of cheese. I don't want to give them a plug. I call them cheese doo-doos now. I used to eat a lot of cheese doo-doos, and I have heart disease in my family. They're awful for you. And I was trying to get rid of my cheese doo-doo habit. So I started to pay attention to what were the things that led up to me eating cheese doo-doos. And, well, first off, they were on top of the refrigerator. My wife would buy them and
they
bring them in the house.
Right.
They were available.
Within reach.
They were in reach. They were easy, and they were fast.
Yeah.
So I started to notice that. I also noticed I ate them when I was watching TV. I'd grab the whole bag, walk down and open it up, and I'd watch them while I was watching TV. So that was the where and the availability, right? So I started to sketch in what were the things that happened right before I ate them and what was after. And then I started to change it. I started to prepare different options for myself about what to do down the other fork in the road. So first off, I just got rid of the cheese doo-doos. I got them out of the house. I told my wife not to buy them. I didn't have them around anymore. And I wasn't going to drive to Wegmans to get them. So if you can start to do it, but you need other substitutes.
Right.
I had a bowl of fruit. I started to get yogurt in the refrigerator.
Replacements.
Right there, right next to where I used to have the cheese doo-doos. But there's some other things that I wanted to talk about here, too. This person is talking about how stress was one of the things that he or she noticed preceded them overeating. So it's a great chance to check and see what are the things that are stressful that are going on in your life, and can you change some of those? Do what I call a balance check. You look like you're going to say something.
Well, I was going to say, I've heard this expression, stuffing down your feelings by putting food in your mouth.
Yeah.
Well,
it works.
Said.
Food is a wonderful stress reliever. It actually changes your brain chemistry.
It strikes me that that's probably the de-stressor for that person.
It is
putting
it works
food in their mouth.
Yeah. It works fabulous. It works in a very short period of time. So you want to, again, find substitutes for that.
Right.
Food really works, and it tastes great, and it's wonderful. It's hard to get rid of all of those positives to food. So find something that doesn't cost you very much to, in terms of time, energy, money, to substitute for it again.
But they don't name comfort foods for no reason.
Right, they really do comfort.
So the point is, some foods are more comfort producing than others. Yes. A carrot, I don't think, is the same as macaroni and cheese.
Absolutely, for example. It isn't. It isn't. Fat and salt taste great. So you have to find something that you're willing to do differently. So for me, I'm willing to almost always, instead of eating a giant bowl of ice cream, have a giant bowl of yogurt, right? I love yogurt, right?
Well, you're and fortunate then.
Yeah. And so I can substitute that. Right. But this has to be something that you're willing to do for yourself. You have to check with yourself and see, what am I willing to do?
That's part of it, is if you're going to be eating something, then choose something healthier, you know, so that you don't gain weight. But I think that seems to me that that's only half of the battle. The feelings that are being stuffed down might be being stuffed down by something healthier now, and which is better.
Yeah.
But... don't people need to figure out what the cause of the stress
Absolutely,
is and
Steve.
Diffuse
let's,
that?
Let's go back to that. So you can do what I call a little balance check here and see, is food substituting for what? And how come you're stressed? Because stress is an indication something's out of balance in your life. Maybe your relationships aren't going well, in which case you want to put some time and energy into seeing, what can I do to change those relationships? Maybe, and it might be as simple as this too, I'm not getting any exercise. If you're not getting any exercise, your body is going to be stressed. And you might be eating because of that, because you're trying to calm your body down. So it could be any number of things.
Right.
You might be thinking some things that stress you out all the time. But those things are a little bit more complicated. We can't really go
right,
into
them. Right.
But you can start
understood.
To ask yourself, notice, am I thinking something?
And maybe seek some professional help.
You could.
You feel like there are these recurrent thoughts that are stressing you out, for example.
Or you're having trouble in your relationships. Good thing, you know, to get some help with if you want.
You know, all great points. And obviously, this is a problem that many, many people, I'd say a majority of people in our country, face. So I think we'll probably come back and talk about that one again, too.
Sure.
But thanks so much. A lot of wisdom there.